105 FM, KCSN, and KCSN HD1, Northridge, Los Angeles. KSBR and KSBR HD1, Mission Viejo. A service of California State University, Northridge, and Saddleback College. Member-supported public radio. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org.
Hey, I'm Carmel Holt, and welcome to She Rose Radio, a space that was created to turn up the volume of women's voices and gender-expansive folks in song and conversation. We're here not only to amplify, but multiply those voices that you may not even be aware you're missing, but are still not heard in equal numbers on the airwaves and in music. So we get together each week for an hour of songs and interviews featuring the trailblazers and the new visionaries across genres, generations, and identities, hosted, produced, and powered by women and queer folks. To quote Gloria Steinem, revolutions come from combining what exists into what has never existed before. This radio revolution starts now.
The part that they don't tell you about. doesn't mean anything at all. The life I've left behind me is a cool. It's a bad idea, and I'm all about it. In the run or chasing, then I finally had it. When you wake up, I'll be gone again. Motorcycle in the front line. It's an
super exciting news that at long last, the stars have aligned and Julian Baker, Lucy Dacus, and Phoebe Bridgers have reunited as Boy Genius for their full-length debut called The Record. It's out March 31st, and along with the announcement, they released three songs, one featuring each member, very egalitarian of them, as always. That was the Julian Baker-led track, $20. Also wishing Lilith Fair Architect and Shiro Sarah McLachlan a very happy 55th birthday, Saturday, January January 28th, and we heard Sweet Surrender. And with that, I welcome you, my friends, to She Rose Radio. So great to see you. I'm your host, Carmel Holt, and together we are about to turn up the volume of women's voices in song and conversation for the next hour. Coming up, it's this week's featured interview with Samia, but now more exciting She Rose music news. Mercury Prize winner and Grammy nominee, also She Rose alum, Arlo Parks is coming back with her sophomore album, My Soft Machine. It arrives in May, and here's the first single, Weightless. On January 30th to singer-songwriter, producer, and multi-Grammy winning Shiro Jody Watley from her 1987 self-titled solo debut. It's Looking for a New Love on Shiro's Radio. And brand new from Shiro's alum Arlo Parks, we heard Weightless off her upcoming sophomore album My Soft Machine, which is coming May 26th. Hopefully we'll get her back on the show. If you want to listen to Arlo Parks' interview from way back when, before she was a Mercury Prize winner and Grammy nominee, you can check that out in the archives at sheroesradio.com/episodes. And speaking of interviews, that's coming up next. Our featured interview of the week is also with an artist who is just putting out her sophomore album. Samia is celebrating the release of her new album, Honey. Our Shiro's featured conversation is coming up next.
Commercial radio is full of endless obnoxious ads.
Wednesday night.
On public radio, your support replaces them. Subscribe today and keep the SoCal Sound all about the music at thesocalsound.org.
Support for 88.5 The SoCal Sound comes from Rasta Taco and Rastarita. If you're planning a wedding, Rasta Taco offers on-site, made-to-order taco cart catering paired with Rastarita, a full-service beverage and margarita catering service. Serving all of California, Rasta Taco and Rastarita offers private or corporate events with their signature tacos and margaritas. RastaTaco.com and Rastarita.com. One love since 2006.
Support comes from Birch Aquarium at Scripps Institution of Oceanography in La Jolla. Dive into the world of sharks, sea dragons, and now little blue penguins, all while enjoying panoramic ocean views and hands-on animal encounters. More information at aquarium.ucsd.edu.
Thanks to our friends at Live Nation, the SoCal Sound is giving away tickets to see Coldplay, hitting the stage at the Rose Bowl on September 30th. Current members of the SoCal Sound can locate contest rules and enter to be eligible to win a pair of tickets at thesocalsound.org. No purchase is necessary. Tickets are on sale now at livenation.com. Coldplay, the Rose Bowl, September 30th.
Let's go out and I can be saved. Tides that I tried to swim against.
Out with the old, in with the new. If you have an unused vehicle that's been taking up space in your driveway or garage, the SoCal Sound will take it off your hands. It's free to you, and vehicle donations may be tax deductible. We'll use the proceeds to continue presenting the music you rely on. It's easy to get started. Donate your vehicle today at thesocalsound.org/support or call 877-527-6123. Thanks to Linda Colsis, Daniel O'Connell, Donald and Emily Brink, and Eileen Womer for your recent vehicle donations.
This is what they sound like!
Sounds like Southern California. All kinds of people,
all kinds of music.
That's everything that we love.
88.5 The SoCal Sound.
You're listening to She Rose Radio, and I'm Carmel Holt. Sad songs have always had an important place in popular music, no matter what the genre or era. For female artists, the term sad girl music started back in the 90s, mostly in indie rock, and was often used as a derogatory term. But lately, there's been a strong resurgence of music that fits that description, and artists like Billie Eilish, Phoebe Bridgers, and today's guest are not only embracing and owning it, but finding massive success and power in its emotional vulnerability and relatability. Samia Finnerty, known simply as Samia, is the daughter of actors Kathy Najimy and Dan Finnerty, who grew up first in Los Angeles and then in New York City. And while she has done some acting and grew up inheriting her parents' love of musical theater, Samia gravitated to music and in her teens found her way to some of the most accomplished writers of sad songs in indie rock, like The National and Elliott Smith. Samia began writing and performing songs at open mic nights in New York. It wasn't long before her music was discovered online, and Samia's career as an artist began taking off. Her critically hailed debut album, The Baby, arrived in 2020, just as the pandemic was taking hold. Forced solitude gave way to creativity, and Samia teamed up with friends to create the highly collaborative new album, Honey, recorded in the woods of North Carolina at Sylvan Esso's studio, Betty's. So this week, I'm thrilled to celebrate its release and welcome Samia as this week's Shiro in the spotlight. Samia, welcome to She Rose Radio. I'm so happy to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
Congratulations on the new album, Honey. Oh, we are celebrating that this week on She Rose. Tell me everything. How are you feeling about the new record so far and having it out in the world?
I'm terrified. It's debilitating.
What's terrifying?
I feel absolutely horrible all the time.
Oh my God, no.
It just matters a lot to me. And my friend Caleb, who produced it, and I worked really hard on it. And the first record, I had probably 10 years of emotional material to work with. And this time I had to really use new exercises and experiment with new techniques. So I'm really excited about it, but it's a scary thing to do, putting out a second record.
I know. I've had this conversation a lot with artists over the years, and I think that with the debut, right, it's like you're starting with such a clean slate and there's no preconceived notions or things to live up to or whatever. Everything's just wide open. And then you're psyched if it's successful, but then the sophomore effort, you're like, oh, shit. Now I gotta like do that again, but better.
Exactly. The but better part is the one I'm really struggling with. But I'm trying to just think of it in terms of a snapshot and a reflection of my life right now and being as honest as possible, because that's really all I can do.
Totally. And to touch back on needing to work with some new tools to get to where you got with these songs, can you expand on that for us a little bit? What were some of those tools that you used or you discovered along the way?
Well, during peak pandemic in quarantine, I am a person who's really afraid of solitude, and I had to experience a lot of it, as everyone did. But I had to use that time to reflect on past experiences. And a lot of those experiences were the ones I wrote about in my first record, but I've grown since then. So I had this new lens and hopefully a more mature lens. And I sort of just decided I was going to write about a lot of those same situations from the perspective that I had at that time and the perspective that I gained from all the introspection that I had to do.
That's so wise too, because in the rear view, we learn so much in retrospect. Yeah. When you're in it, you're learning whatever those lessons are in the moment. But then there's a whole new wave of wisdom that comes afterwards, right? When you're looking back, and that's such a cool continuum to build also across albums.
Yeah, I don't know that I would have chose that path had it not been presented to me. And I'm grateful that it was in a lot of ways, because hindsight has become my favorite tool, especially to develop a thesis as a writer, because you don't really know what the point of any of it was until after the fact.
Right.
So deciding what the point was, you know, sort of like a moral of the story type thing.
Yeah, yeah, totally. Well, is there a song on here that we could start with today that was a starting point for this record?
The first song I wrote for it was Kill Her Freak Out, and I wrote that during the time that I was working on The Baby. So it's sort of an end of that chapter. It's really not about jealousy, which is probably totally confusing. It's about withholding feelings for so long that they end up bubbling to the surface, which was a pattern for me in a lot of relationships. I was just worried about scaring people away and having too big feelings and ugly feelings. And so when I wrote this, it was just this huge release and relief because I just finally got to say the worst thing, which I obviously didn't mean. But I think, you know, hopefully we all have moments like that where you just are so fed up with a situation and you're thinking absolute worst thing and the craziest thing that you could do to just get it out of your system.
They're gonna have a baby. I'm thinking about Texas. I dreamt I was pregnant. I woke up with my guard down. You were next door with Gigi. Cocktails for breakfast, walking her groceries back to the main house. He kissed her fragile hands in the sunlight, cried in my arms and woke up in the backyard. And when you get passive, I like to imagine you listening to worship songs on your iPod. I've never been this bad. Can I tell you something? I've never felt so unworthy of loving. I hope you marry the girl from your hometown, and I'll kill her, and I'll freak out.
Sammy is here with us. The new album is Honey, and that's track one that kicks off the entire thing, Kill Her, Freak Out. And we were talking about how you were able with this song to say the absolute worst thing. And it made me think of this practice called journal speak. Have you ever heard of this?
No.
It was developed by this woman named Nicole Sachs, who has a podcast, which I recommend to everybody, called The Cure for Chronic Pain. And so journal speak is a method that she has for journaling where you write everything out without the intent of holding on to it. So as soon as you're done, you rip it up. So you say like whatever the worst thing is possible, and then you destroy it immediately after.
I love that idea. That's sort of what I try to do with songwriting, except then I share it with the public.
And exactly. And that was the point I was getting to, except here it lives on and on and on. Right.
That's so interesting. I want to listen to that. I do also have chronic pain, and I always wonder how psychosomatic or related to my emotional world it is.
I've read a lot about this record wherein you talk about drinking as a way that you were coping with your emotions. You want to talk to us a little bit about that and the role that that played in writing some of these songs?
Yeah, I went through a lot of uncomfortable situations sort of all at once. And the year that followed, I just was drinking every day, which is something that I've found it's really easy to normalize and it's acceptable for a lot of people. And so the people that it doesn't work for, it's sort of harder to admit that to yourself. And it didn't work for me. But the ephemeral euphoric moments were so amazing because I was avoiding processing all these things that were painful. But when I was writing this record, because I wasn't going out anymore during the pandemic and I wasn't drinking, I was thinking a lot about achieving that euphoric feeling more permanently and like how I could get there without alcohol and without relationships that hurt me and people that didn't have my best interest in mind. And so a lot of these songs are musing this hypothetical world where, you know, you can just feel totally joyful and free all the time without alcohol.
And then you found yourself in North Carolina at Betty's, which is Amelia Meath and Nick Sanborn's studio. They are of Sylvan Esso, for those that don't know. I can't think of two people more living that out than they are. How did you connect with Nick and Amelia, and what was that experience like for you?
We went on tour with them and it was so sweet. I was just so in awe of their whole universe and everyone involved in their touring party and their friends. It's just really familial and you feel it right away entering a space that they've curated. Everyone is welcome and everyone is included. And I just admire that so much. If there's any way that I aspire to be, it's like that and them. So yeah, we went on tour with them and then heard about their studio and Caleb and I went. And it was just like such an inspiring, nurturing environment. And finally started to figure out what the thesis was for this record there, and the little seeds of ideas all started there, and worked with so many people that they're involved with. And yeah, they're the best people to be around if you're making something.
There's like three or four things that I want to unpack in your answer. But before we do that, I wonder if it makes sense to play Amelia here. You wrote a song for Amelia. And also, just because we're in the space that we are, which is She Rose, and I always love to talk about how we inspire each other, I imagine that Amelia has become a She Rose to you. Can you talk to us a little bit about what being specifically around Amelia has done for you, what she's taught you, and why you decided to write a song for her?
That's a really good question. Huh. She just makes people feel like it's okay to commit to whoever you are and find your power in that. Like, she doesn't make you want to be like her. She makes you want to be like you and be confident in it. And it's the best type of inspiration. She just has no problem walking through the world being exactly who she is. And that begets confidence in everyone around her. And I just think she's so cool. And it was really a combination of watching her on stage and then watching her interpersonally, just like as a human being interacting with people. And they held equal weight. I was really scared to send her this song, but she was so nice about it.
Amelia, she's giving me that half smile. She knows something about me.
Samia here with us on She Rose. The sophomore album is called Honey. We went from track one all the way to the end of the album for a song inspired by Amelia Meath of Sylvan Esso for a song called Amelia. What have your experiences been thus far traversing the music industry as a young woman?
I learned pretty quickly. I'm really grateful. The record label that I work with, I have since the beginning. And they just found me through Spotify, and they just happened to be two really, really amazing men. But I also had to work with some producers that made me feel small, and a lot of strangers and a lot of people that had a lot of advice and a huge feeling of superiority that maybe wasn't in my best interest. But I mean, comparatively, I think I got to learn that really fast. I know there are a lot of people who sort of get stuck in those cycles for a long time. And that makes me so sad because I know how much it sucked. But I've just sort of whittled down the circle that I have musically and the people that I work with. It's just so much small because I'm also just really shy. Like, I won't really open up other than to a small group of people. So I've had to choose really carefully the people that I trust and the people that I'm honest and open with. But yeah, I've definitely had some not great experiences. The thing that I tell people who I meet who are just starting out is that it's okay to take your time. And just because a big opportunity comes around doesn't mean you have to take it. Like, it's rarely your only shot. And I think the kind of people who present themselves to you as your only shot are really toxic people. I know there are people who can really easily make you feel small and make you feel like they're your only option and can't get better than them. But it's worth it to take a year or two or however many you need to decide, should I sign this contract? Should I give this money to this person? Because it is dangerous. There are a lot of people who are selfish.
That's such good advice, being quick to learn and to navigate that in a way that got you out of it quickly and into situations that felt safe. Do you think that any of that has roots in growing up in a professional family? Yeah, you're nodding your head. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, totally. That's mostly why I feel so lucky to have learned quickly, because I have parents who were willing to talk to me about that kind of thing and were really supportive in me seeking healthy relationships with other people over success. And, you know, growing up, they really taught me to prioritize health and happiness and well-being over financial success or fame or any of that stuff. Has always really taken a backseat in terms of like my immediate family's values. But I grew up around a lot of people who were really harmed and disrespected by the entertainment industry. It's a huge gift that I got to see that and learn that it's not everything. And, you know, it can actually be really toxic and unfair
I'm so interested in your mom in particular, like what kinds of lessons she was able to pass on to you, or what things you learned just by witnessing things that she went through.
Well, she's primarily an activist and she's really justice oriented and always has been, and also just happened to be really funny. And so I think in her mind, her journey as a comedian and actress was always to gain a platform to talk about the things that really mattered to her. And that's something I've always respected and looked up to, and definitely something that I want to carry into my own life and career, is just like, it's awesome to have people care what you have to say, but the more important thing is how to use that to benefit other people and use that to have mutualistic relationships with other people. And a platform is a rare thing to come by, and it's really important to use it wisely.
100%. I love that. Samia, here with us on She Rose Radio. The album is called Honey. Do you have a favorite song on the album that we should play next?
I think Dream Song is my favorite because I wrote it at the end. And this song is really a collage of thoughts. It's like everything I think existentially, and also about interpersonal relationships and my own brain and how that factors into like bigger ideas about thought. I sat down and thinking about the record when I wrote this song, and I was thinking, is there anything left I haven't said that I want to say? And so this song is sort of a stream of consciousness, like everything that was left in my brain dumped out.
Firefly night, platform shoes, red light. You ride only big as my tequila cup. In the water with a bug, sit on it and zip it up. You can think of everyone and still only be staring at them. But you get your dreams for free. You get your dreams for free. You get your dreams for free. Swim into the other side. Someday I'm gonna, myself, I'll be tired and sunburned, tripping over Spanish moss again. Today is all of it. There are 6 minutes of brain activity after the body's dead. Cause you get your dreams for free.
That's Dream Song. It concludes Honey, the new album by Samia. She's our guest today on She Rose Radio. I would love to go back, if you don't mind, to your musical beginnings, whatever those may be. I was so curious to learn more about where did you and music meet up?
Well, my parents are really into musical theater, so I grew up listening to Sondheim a lot, and that was really formative. And then I branched off and I got really into Elliott Smith and Nirvana and Daniel Johnston, The National. And so it's really a marriage of those two things. I think looking back, like, I love storytelling. I love like far reaching melodies and being melodramatic, but I just love the poetry and softness of indie music storytelling too. I was born in LA. I lived there until I was 14. I moved to New York.
What a perfect place to spend your teen years too.
Oh my God. Yeah. The best. I moved at the perfect time. It was right when I started to feel confident about performing, and I would go to open mic nights 3 times a week. I had like 3 friends that also were musicians, and I was writing really, really horrible songs, and we would go, and there's this one place called Bear Burger in Midtown Manhattan that would have an open mic night on Wednesdays, and I would just go and like sit there for an hour and play. It's still sort of my favorite performance memory because anything was possible, really. Open mic communities are so like sweet and encouraging, and everyone has each other's back. And I still follow people from that time on Instagram and stuff. It's just like, I feel really lucky that I got to start that way.
What was your instrument journey like?
I always played piano, but then I just learned how to play guitar because you can't carry a piano with you to Bear Burger. So I'm still bad at playing the guitar, but I do it to write songs and accompany myself. But the place where I feel like really creatively inspired has always been at the piano.
At the piano, right. So you've mentioned Caleb a few times. Enlighten us. Who is Caleb? I know you worked with him on the last album as well.
I'd been going to Minneapolis a lot and I met Caleb there. We made the first record together and he had a band called The Happy Children. That's still my favorite band. I've just always been in awe of his mind, and making the first record with him, felt really right. And then I asked him just to meet me at Betty's at some point in 2021 and see what happened. And it was perfect. He's one of the only people who can immediately pull the truth out of me. And I think I really need that sometimes because I'm trying to sound smart or cool or make my songwriting interesting to other people. And he really helped me strip all that away and get to the core of it.
And who else was involved with the making of Honey?
My friend Christian Lee Hudson, who's also one of my favorite songwriters. We wrote To Me It Was and Na 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 together. He's just so funny. I think he really helped me bring the kind of levity that I wanted to bring to this project. And then, yeah, he played on it. So we had a big group there of my friend Sam Rosenstone, who plays in my touring band, and our friend John, also a lot of Minneapolis people, which is amazing because I think it's one of the coolest places for music right now.
Where should we go next? Do you want to play a song that was expansive for you in terms of collaboration?
Yeah, there's a lot of people singing on Honey. This song is about drinking every day to avoid confronting pain, but it also sounds like a campfire sing-along. So it's really open to interpretation. I hope it means lots of things to lots of different people.
I'm not scared of sharks. I'm not scared to be naked. I'm not scared of anything. From under here, all you can hear is the distant boom of the Hell's Angels. From under here, all you can fear is being saved and being wakeful. And it's all honey, honey. It's all honey. It's all honey, honey. It's all honey.
That's Honey. Samia is here with us on She Rose Radio and the title track to her sophomore album. So before we wrap up today, I always love to ask my guests, I bestow upon you the She Rose magic wand, Samia, and you could change anything for women and queer folks in music. What would that be?
I think I would obliterate self-doubt and self-questioning. I think so many of us are taught to fact check our instincts in a way that I don't see a lot of cis men doing, which is great. I just hope we can all feel more permission and more safety and comfort to do that ourselves and just believe wholeheartedly in our instincts.
Do you feel like you've arrived there yourself?
I'm getting there. Mm-hmm. I'm better than I was 2 years ago, even for sure. And it's a journey trying to learn a little bit more about it every day.
Samia, it's been so awesome to have you here. I could literally talk to you all afternoon.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Why don't we pick a song to go out with today?
I think Mad at Me is a good closer because it's the only fun one. It started as a poem about being mad at people for being mad at me, which is my biggest weakness. There's nothing I hate more than someone being mad or disappointed with me. I made it with Rostam, who's so cool and talented, and Caleb also helped produce it. And yeah, it was a real collaboration, a really fun one to make.
Thanks once again to Samia. Thank you for being here on She Rose. What a pleasure.
Thank you.
Many thanks once again to Samia for being with us. Her sophomore album, Honey, is available now on Grand Jury. Next, we close the hour with a guest DJ pick from this week's Radio Shiro, Bruce Trujillo of Indie 102.3 in Denver, when She Rose Radio continues.
Hi, this is Nick Harcourt, inviting you to join me weekday mornings from 6 till 10 a.m. for the Nick Harcourt Show with Jet, along with features like our Latin Alternative Track of the Day, Nick's Pick, our Fresh Squeeze Track of the Day, and ticket giveaways. We deliver the best music mix in town. Please, get out of bed and into your day with us Monday through Friday at 88.5 The SoCal Sound.
It's She Rose Radio, and I'm Carmel Holt. Happy birthday to Shakira on February 2nd.
Ladies up in here tonight. No fighting. We got the refugees. No fighting. No fighting. Shakira, Shakira.
I never really knew that she could dance like this. Hey. She make a man wanna speak Spanish. Como se llama? Hey. Bonita. Hey. Casa.
Shakira, Shakira.
Attraction, attention. Don't you see, baby, this is perfection.
Hey, girl, I can see your body moving, and it's driving me crazy. And I didn't have the slightest idea until I saw you dancing. And when you walk up on the dance floor, nobody can not ignore the way you move your body, girl. And everything's so unexpected, the way you right and left it, so you can keep on shaking it.
I never really knew that she could dance like this. She make a man wanna speak Spanish. Como se llama? Real slow, don't you see, baby, I see it's perfect. Babe, I know I'm on tonight, my hips don't lie, and I'm starting to feel it's right. All the attraction, the tension, don't you see, baby,
Shakira,
this is perfection.
Shakira.
Oh boy, I can see your body moving, half animal, half man. I don't really know what I'm doing, but you seem to have a plan. My will, I'm self-restrained, have come to fail now, fail now. I'm doing what I can, but I can't. So you know that's a bit too hard to explain.
So sexy, AMF fantasy, a refugee like me back with the Fugees from a third world country.
I go back like when Pac carried crates for Humpty Hump. We lead a whole club dizzy.
Why the CIA wanna watch
the Colombians and Haitians? I ain't guilty of some musical transaction. Bobo, Zobo, no more do we snatch rope. Refugees run the seas cause we on our own boat.
I'm on tonight, my hips don't lie, and I'm starting to feel you, boy. Come on, let's go, real slow. Baby, like this is perfect. This is perfection.
No fighting, no fighting, no fighting,
no
que retornes buscar.
espero, así lo espero, mujer sin corazón.
And it's ridiculous, I got you so delirious. Kiss me through the phone while I lick you just like licorice. And it's ridiculous, I got you so delirious. Kiss me through the phone while I lick you just like licorice. And it's ridiculous, I got you so delirious. Kiss me through the phone while I lick you just like licorice. And it's ridiculous, I got you so delirious. Kiss me through the phone while I lick you just like licorice.
Espero con el tiempo justiciero que retornes buscando una ilusión de amor y volverás a mí. Así lo espero, así lo espero, mujer sin corazón.
From the absolutely massive latest album from Rosalía called Motomami, which she hopes provides a feminist counterbalance to misogyny in music. That album up for a Grammy Award this year, already having swept the Latin Grammy Awards in 2022 for Album of the Year, Best Alternative Music Album, Best Engineered Album, and Best Recording Package. All well deserved. Before that, it was a birthday salute to Shakira, and it's Shiro's Radio. My name is Carmel Holt, and as usual, I love to end the hour by turning the mic and the music over to a fellow Radio Shiro from one of our affiliates. And this week, it's Bruce Trujillo of Indy 1023 in Denver, Colorado.
My Shiro this week is Maria Jose Yergo, a pop artist out of Pozo Blanco, Spain. She blends, like many of her counterparts, flamenco and traditional Spanish sounds with her infectious beats and mesmerizing vocals. In fact, she performs on stage with a producer, crafting beats in live time, and a classically trained Spanish guitarist. If you're a fan of Rosalía, Maria Jose Yergo cannot be missed. But where Rosalía is stadium pop, Maria's music is bedroom pop, created entirely on her own with her guitarist and producer. Her 2022 single, Mi Nombre, has captured ears around the world, and it won't be long until she's in stadiums herself.
Nombre.
Many thanks to Bruce Trujillo of Indy 1023 in Denver for that guest DJ pick of Maria Jose Yergo and Mi Nombre. And thanks to you for tuning in wherever you may be listening. Together, let's keep turning up the volume. She Rose Radio is produced by me, is mixed and mastered by Kelly Drake. We get production assistance from Emma Philippos. Our original theme music is by Lucius. Check out SheRoseRadio.com and support the show with Patreon or head to the She Rose shop for merch. We're also a podcast, so listen to our interviews wherever you get yours on the Talkhouse Podcast Network. Keep in touch on Instagram and Twitter too. I'm at Carmel Holt, or find us at She Rose Radio. And until next time, remember, music is our superpower. I'm Carmel.